Welcome to the premiere episode of the Spin Axis podcast. I'm Eric Barzeski.
I'm Jason Nickel.
And I'm Tyson Deskins. We're excited to have you joining us today.
This episode is brought to you by the Stack System, the most advanced speed trading system in golf. The Stack pairs the single club with 30 weight combinations and an industry-changing app, which provides customized programming created by two leaders in the golf industry, Dr. Sasha McKenzie and VP of Fitting and Performance, Marty Jerkson at Ping. So they know their golf stuff. Matt Fitzpatrick and many other tour pros are using the Stack to gain speed. I myself used it and gained over 8 miles per hour of clubhead speed. So basically, me and Matty are the same golfer. If you also want to gain speed, use the code SPINAXIS at thestacksystem.com to get 10% off your order.
The one-hour lesson is still the standard in the golf industry, but this week's topic explores whether that time is still the appropriate amount. Tyson, I imagine the bulk of your lessons are an hour. How long do you think a lesson should be?
Yeah, I definitely would say the bulk of my lessons are an hour. I would say over the last year or so, as I work with better players and use more technology with the force plates and sports box AI, I tend to do a little bit more 90-minute to two-hour lessons with those players. I know a lot of people hate this answer, but I think it ultimately depends on the player. I think you can give a great lesson to a player in an hour. Sometimes you give a great lesson to a player in a half hour. The more advanced player, we're listening more, we're asking questions more. And so it just gives more freedom to have more time as you're working with those better players.
Right. There's an old golf teaching joke where every lesson is 5 minutes and the rest of the 55 minutes or whatever is justifying your fee. And I think there's some truth to that, in that you and I and we can kind of diagnose what we see probably fairly quickly for most golfers. You know, if you're dealing with a plus three, there's some more nuance there. But I think for a lot of golfers, we can see what we want to see in the first few swings, especially if we have, you know, slow-mo video or just whatever we use. So Jason, is there some truth to that? And what is the other 55 minutes besides the joke of justifying our fee? What is that used for?
Yeah, for sure. I agree with Tyson completely. I would say the better the player, more often than not, the longer the lesson can be. When you get a new golfer come in, you don't want to bombard them with too many things in their mind. They barely know how to hold on to the golf club for some of them. So if you go over, heck, sometimes 30, 45 minutes, they're thinking about too many things. You get the person that's standing there doing the checklist. I would say, and this is how I do my lessons, is your first lesson, yeah, there's going to be a lot into that. So you're going to have a conversation. You're going to talk about concepts. That can be not a lot of golf swings in it, because you're just trying to figure out what the golfer needs, what they can think and how they can move. After that, yeah, then you're going to give them what you want in that lesson. That lesson part might be fairly short, and then they need to go away and practice. But as you get better at the game of golf, those can be longer. However, on the flip side of that, I charge my students a set rate. And what I mean by that is, when you buy lessons for me, it's going to be a 3-hour package. You might book an hour, but if you're a good player and you come in and it's all right, we work on it for 20, 30 minutes. All right, you're good. That's it. You're done. You're out of here. In 30 minutes, I just knock 30 minutes off it, and you're gravy.
Yeah, I like that. And again, I think with those better players, we're always searching for just the 0.5%. We're not making big, massive changes like that 20 handicapper who's swinging 13 left with a face that's open 12. Like you say, Jason, that needs to learn how to literally just hold the club and where should the ball position be. And those lessons at times are amazing lessons with something that's very simple, where that 0.5% for that better player, you need time to literally pick their brain and try to figure out, where's that 0.5% going to come from? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I think people might be surprised by these answers, because I think a lot of people, their initial response would be, oh, lessons should be 15 minutes, half an hour, or something like that. 15 minutes might be a little extreme, but, you know, half an hour, because it's like, okay, I diagnosed this. Here's how you kind of work on that. Let me see a few. Here's some after videos or photos or launch monitor shots or whatever, and okay, go practice that for a while. So why not, just to play devil's advocate, because I'm mostly in agreement with you guys, why not half an hour? And do you think most people would kind of lean that way on the initial thought until they start to think about it a little bit?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, you got to sort of know your audience too. For instance, I had an elderly gentleman come in the other day, and he had a couple of shots, and right away it's, all right, well, can you move? Can you physically move your body? So we put down the golf club for about 10 minutes, ran through, all right, can you move like this? Can you move like that? We found out what he could do. Once that was in place, all right, now we can hit a couple shots, get some feels, get some drills. So we did 5-10 minutes of warm-up chat, about 10 minutes of actually moving, finding what he could do. And then next 15 minutes was the actual what I wanted him to do. Then, yeah, you give about 5-10 minutes of all right, are you doing the drill properly? Perfect. Well, that should be more or less the end of the lesson. Then you've got your recap. I think if I remember right, I think it was 55 minutes for that one. Now, obviously on the other end, if a guy comes in and he's absolutely strapping it, some junior has no issues, well, yeah, that one could be 30 minutes for sure, because once he's got his concepts of what he needs to work on, and I tell this to all my golfers, I don't need you to pay me to watch you practice. That's not what's needed. I don't need to do that. I can help the next golfer. You know, that's it. End of lesson.
Yeah, and I would say, Eric, too, like I've had people come in and I haven't worked with them yet, and they say, well, I just need a half hour. And to Jason's point, like when we're talking concepts, you can have 20 golfers standing in front of you that all have the same issue, and you've got to describe proper concepts in 20 different ways, which sometimes can take literally 15, 20 minutes of your time to just get them to understand a proper concept. And I say all the time in my lessons, I think most people are swinging the golf club because they believe that's how they should swing it. Their concepts are so bad that there's so many points and conversations of that, man, those can take time. And so I will always tell players in an initial lesson, a half hour is just not enough because I don't know you. I don't know what you're thinking about. And after we start to get to know each other, 100% half hour lessons can be absolutely extremely beneficial.
Yeah, I thought I'll be curious to hear your stories too. But the two shortest lessons I've ever given were both about 8 to 10 minutes. And one of them was, a guy comes in, you know, I've been working with him for a while. He makes some swings. We record them. We check them out. He goes, ah, crap. Same stuff as always, right? I'm like, yeah, kind of. He goes, all right, I'm good. I know how to work on that. I'll see you next time.
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome.
I was like, well, stay and hit some balls. He's like, no, I'm good. I know what to do. All right. I'm like, okay, fine. And the other was a guy I'd worked with 4 or 5 times who shows up and he goes, I'm hitting my irons awesome. Like, they're freaking great. They've never been better. My driver is all over the place. He lines up, and not to spoil it too much, but like, he's aimed, as most righties are, 20 degrees to the right with his feet and body and everything else. And he hits, obviously, big pushes, big pull draws, whatever, just because he knows the target is over to the left. Right before he hits like his sixth ball, I just walk up and put an alignment stick down on his heels, have him walk behind it. He goes, oh, okay. And he lines that up straight, steps up, you know, puts that out where his toe line is, and just hits the ball, you know, 310 yard carry, 5 in a row, goes, that's good. All right. Thanks. I'm like, well, stay and hit the balls. He's like, nope, I'm good. I'm going to go play. So like, I like juniors to sometimes, like, and when I say juniors in this sense, I mean like the 8-year-old, like they might get a 25 to 30 minute lesson tops, because honestly, like, they don't really have habits. So I want to show them what to do each time. Say, do this. One simple message. Sometimes, I mean, I don't count grip and setup stuff too much, as because it's static, you know, you're not moving. So you can do grip and setup and kind of check those off your list. And then one dynamic moving thing in your swing. So do you guys find yourself giving 20 or 30 minute lessons to juniors? And then also, if you have a short story on your shortest lessons ever, that'd be interesting to hear.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, going to my short lesson, there's a really good player that I teach here. And he came in, warmed up. I walked in, watched him face on, said, hey, man, ball position is getting a little far forward. He goes, really? You think so? And I lay down an alignment stick, steps back from it, looks straight down. He goes, man, that's like almost 2 balls further forward than you had me when I left. I said, yeah. I said, push it back. Absolutely stripe show. He just looks at me and goes, okay, what's next? I said, that's it. I want you to go play. That was the end of the lesson. Basically, just moved the ball. Didn't change anything, right? And a lot of the times, better players, it's small little things. Go on the other side. I had a basically a scratch golfer come in here, and he tee to green can be a little sloppy for how good he is. As soon as he gets into like around the green, he's unbelievable. He's probably like a plus five, like, you know, short game. Well, we worked for maybe an hour and 45 minutes. That was probably the most I would want to work, because at some point your brain just starts sort of shutting off. It can get overwhelmed. If I remember right, I think the attention span of an average adult is like 15 minutes when they're engaged. So if you're going to work that long, you need to make sure you're taking lots of breaks, stepping back, letting the student sort of think about, like, give them some mental breaks, show them swings, have them drink some water, give them those breaks if you're going to go long like that. Juniors, for sure, they need to be a shorter, right? It should be like one or two things. All right, how's that feel? Is that good? Get them to, you know, give you a confirmation they know what they're working on, and just let them have fun and build that one thing into their swing.
Yeah, totally agree. So to give you my story on the shortest lesson, I'll start there first. Had an older gentleman walk into the studio one day, and literally he was bent over about 30 degrees walking from my door to the bay, and puts his bag down, and he starts the first 10 minutes telling me about literally the 20 surgeries he's had in the last year and a half, right? I'm listening, and I'm like, man, it's amazing you're still here. You know, a couple times he's dead on the operating table, this, that, and the other. And I could tell through the stories, this guy had played good golf in his life, right? Like, you can tell that as a golfer. He says, I said, well, what do you know, Raj, what are you here for today? And he says, well, I just need to compress the golf ball more. I need to compress it. And the guy stands up and he starts hitting shots. And he's swinging about 32 miles an hour, right, with a 7-iron. I let him hit 8-9 shots, and I say to him, I'm like, listen, you're telling me you need to compress it. You're swinging 32 miles an hour. That's not going to be possible, right? We've got to get some more speed out. If that's as fast as you can swing it, we need to get the ball up in the air, okay? So we need more loft, right? And you're not going to feel that compression that you felt at one time in your life. And he's like, oh, no, there's got to be a way I can compress it. And I said, Raj, if you're telling me that's as fast as you can swing, and he's like, I don't got any more than that. That's all I got. I said, well, why don't we go play golf from 100 yards and in? Let's use a lot of loft, and let's just enjoy the fact that we're out on the golf course and we're not in surgery somewhere. And I said, I would be doing you an injustice if I take you your money and we spend an hour here on this lesson. Can we just find a way to enjoy it? And he just sort of looked at me and goes, I don't think I would have ever expected anyone to say that to me. I said, well, you know, compression, there's a speed factor here and a loft factor. And if you do compress it more with that lower club, it's not going to get in the air for you because you're swinging 30 miles an hour.
Right.
Right.
Yep. So one of the ways that I fill time in a lesson is, you know, obviously we want to connect to the students that we have individually. You know, you might ask them how their family's doing or their new job or whatever, but I like to, somewhere around the middle, after they've just started to get it and they can kind of reproduce whatever we're trying to do with almost every swing, probably not anywhere near full speed just yet, but I'll kind of interrupt them. And some of them know that I do this now and they kind of give me a wink or something, but I interrupt them for 3 minutes, you know, something like that. Not very long. I'll just ask them about something else. I'll be like, hey, what's the last best course you played, you know, or something like that. It might not be related to golf at all. Basically, I'm stopping them from just hitting balls as a routine, because, you know, if you've been doing something for 20 minutes, you can get decent at it. And then they're forced to recall that feeling, because if I don't say anything, the next swing after that is nowhere near as good as the one they made right before that, because the feeling has kind of left their body. They're forced to recall it. And I'll be like, all right, if you think that was not great, when you leave here and it's been a day since you've done this, more than just 3 minutes, you're going to have to start over kind of almost at the beginning a little bit. You'll ramp it up faster than you did today, maybe, but you have to go back and recall. The recall is the important part. Just because you understand it now, here in the moment, doesn't mean you have it. You have to go home, recall how awkward it felt at first, not just, you know, 20 minutes ago when it was first new to you. And really, really bear down on that again. So that's only 3 or 5 minutes in the middle of a lesson, but it's an important time to take a break it gives them a break from just standing there smashing balls too. But I think that's a good use of time too. And I encourage other instructors and coaches out there to make students recall something, even if it's only been a short little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% agree with that.
Yeah, my wife would say, I like to hear myself talk. And I'm like, no, there's a reason that I'm going in and talking about some random story to get their mind away, their body away from what we just spent the last 15 minutes doing.
Yeah, I have had, it's funny too, because I've had gears lessons that, you know, someone will book a 2-hour gears lesson. And I've had gears lessons where in 2 hours, someone makes 50 swings that we measure. And I've had gears lessons that someone will make 12 swings. And sometimes, I mean, it depends entirely on the student, but sometimes the 12 swing ones are some of the better ones, even though we've only measured 12 things, because what they're working on, we're doing a lot of rehearsals, we're looking in a mirror, we're exploring kind of the space and what different things feel like. And some things you just can't do anywhere near full speed at first, of course.
Yeah, I'd agree 100% inside that. There, it's not about how many golf balls you hit inside a lesson. It's the quality of what you're learning that you need to take away. I use foam balls all the time in lessons. I had a good golfer in here about 3 months ago. After he was done warming up, we talked about the concept of what was happening, what we needed to sort out for him. And I put out 3 foam balls. And I said, all right, I want you to make some really slow swings hitting these foam balls. And he looked at me like I was cross-eyed, sideways, you know, and I said, yeah, I understand. This is something you've never done before. Give me those motions. And he did them, and I videotaped, and we did, I don't know, maybe 12 swings in the next maybe 15 minutes. It was really, really slow. And we finished. He hit maybe 2 balls at the end of the lesson at 25% speed. And we finished, and he looked at me, and he said, man, that's the best lesson I've ever had. And I hit less than 25 balls inside the lesson. It just goes to show you that you don't need to be there banging balls in front of your coach to get a really good golf lesson.
Yeah, and I would say those lessons are a lot of fun, right? When those players don't necessarily hit a lot of golf balls, you know, as a coach, that you just gave that person an amazing lesson, and they're walking out. And sometimes you'll even feel like that person doesn't even know how good of a golf lesson they just got. Yeah, you know, to me, that's a really fun feeling. Because I know when I see that person the next time, their golf swing and the results they're getting are going to be very different.
Yeah, I agree, Tyson, for sure. In the end, your goal as a coach is to give the best lesson you can to a student. It might be 30 minutes. It might be an hour and 45 minutes. You as a coach need to find out what's best for that player.
So guys, that's going to do it for the initial episode of the Spin Axis podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Do us a favor, please share the link to our show with your friends and on your social media.
You can find us on X at The Spin Axis and Instagram as well at The Spin Axis. And on the web, it's thespinaxis.com.
Thank you for joining us. We'll be back with another episode and look forward to doing this for a long time.